Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breeze that's blowing.
Glorious Wednesday. As we approach Christmas, Hanukkah, and the holidays, and of course, as we said, very little action going forward. There would be people would be taking off, but of course, here we are in search of or in the chase for 20,000 Dow. And you know, I tell you, it's getting to be to a point where it's almost nauseating to watch the cheerleaders and the pundits talk about how great everything is all of a sudden. As if magically all of our problems disappeared. Now, again, I'm all for it. Believe me, I am on the team of that Trump will do a good job. I'm on the team that it's going to be better. But do we really think that it's going to be better tomorrow? You know, you have imbecile bankers, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, calling for an increased earnings next year of 26-30%. Are they really? I mean, do they really think that we're that ignorant and that dumb, that there was going to actually be that type of growth in 1 year without even a regulation passed or changed? Are we going to magically have something appear here now? You know, everything takes time, okay? There is no thing that doesn't take time. So we are not going to have this magic, but yet the markets are acting like everything is already done. And do you think that these jackass congressmen and senators are going to just give up what they have to vote, do things that may cost them their next election? Are we really to this point? I mean, obviously it would be great and it would be the thing that we would love to have happen. But are we really at the point where we believe that all of a sudden, our political scheme is going to change? Now, Donald Trump is bringing change to the system, but it isn't going to happen overnight. You know, we didn't get in to $18 trillion in debt overnight. We didn't get into all these stupid regulations overnight. We didn't get into taking away the power from the states, the counties, in the cities and become all federal overnight. This is a process of time. This is going to take some work. And if you think that jumping in here and buying the market, and I'm not telling you to sell it, and I'm not telling you not to buy it. I'm just saying that if you think that this time is different and you're going to buy with reckless abandon, as we have seen going on right now, you are in for a rude awakening. We have not left the middle class recession ever, okay? No matter what the President Obama says, we have not created good jobs. Now, again, is that in the future? Is that forecast? Yeah, it could be great. I mean, if we could actually bring back really good jobs to the states, if we could really bring back all the things that we're talking about, it'd be unbelievable and phenomenal. But remember, economies, stock markets, all markets have moments of movement, either positive or negative, and they run in cycles. So as you listen to the imbeciles saying, well, the market is forward thinking, well, you know, when the markets crashed in 08, okay, were they forward thinking then that the world was going to collapse? Remember, markets, money is always driven on an emotional roller coaster and nothing else. Okay. We can talk about fundamentals. We can talk about all we want. But fundamentally, the market has no business being at the levels it, but it is. So we can't fight that. So again, we go back to this time is different. But it's no different than when we have an over-demand for a toy right now. It's Christmas. The Nintendo toy is, you can't get it, and people are paying up for it. Well, what do you think? You don't think that Nintendo didn't create a little bit of a shortage when they realized that it was going to be such a hot game and make you want it more? These things happen all the time. Every day, there's something like this going on. And it's for us to realize, and again, don't mistake me being negative here for saying that we're not going to be better. What I'm saying is that you better be very careful at these levels from an investing standpoint, unless you're hedged. But if you're just straight out buying, you better be careful up here, because the markets are going to have a correction. Okay, it's not me talking, it's just the simple math. And what really pisses me off is this ridiculous, this is the fastest 1,000 points we've ever gotten. Oh my God. And think about this for a minute. From 19,000 to 20,000 is 6%. How often have we seen a 6% move in the markets in a short period of time? Many times. We see 6% moves in stocks every day. Stocks are priced out to move sometimes in a day over 6%. So are we really going to sit there and celebrate that the markets, oh my God, it's the fastest 1,000 points? Well, of course it's faster, because going from 1 to 2 was a 50% gain. Going from 19 to 20 is a 6% gain. Is it really, are we really going to, you know, look for and brag about this type of movement? Obviously, I know that the people need something to talk about, but why don't they talk about the real issues instead of the crap issues? Okay, why are they cheerleading the markets? Do you remember when they had the special ticker for Apple? When Apple was hitting 700 the first time? And then, of course, what happened? Apple got cut in half. I mean, you know, is this not very similar? You know, every network is watching. We're on 20,000 watch. Back of the milk carton when you have breakfast, 20,000 watch. The newspaper, 20,000 watch. Look, it's going to get there. And in 10 years, the market might be 40,000. But does it really mean anything? It's only an index number, okay? What you really have to look at is, how does it affect your life, okay? And how does it affect everybody else's life? That's what counts, okay? Let's not get carried away with the crooks in Washington creating this bubble that makes it seem like we have more when we are still making less money. So even more to the point, if the markets are up 200% since 08, why aren't our wages up 200% since 08? Think about that one, okay? Think about all of the things that they're talking about on air, and then equate it back to your own life. And then you tell me, okay? Now, again, I'm all for it. I want the markets to go up. I'm invested. I hope it goes to the moon. But I do know that I am hedged, and I do know that at some point here, there is going to be a pullback. But I also know that the markets will go up 9% year over year, and that's the way that the markets move, and nothing else that I wouldn't expect any different. So I'm expecting a market sell-off. And again, I'm not a bear looking for devastation. I'm looking for a sell-off. And I think it'll be deeper than we think it will be. But we'll talk about more of this later. But again, it's just something to think about when everybody is cheerleading to the same side. It doesn't usually work that way. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, when you miss me, and how could you miss me, you go to libertytalk.fm and you can download the show every single day, because we want to share with you. And of course, I want to continue to get downloads. I'm up to almost 300,000. I need a couple of more. And we're going to step out of here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to be coming back when I go interview with Marlon Bowling on RFB Rural Rally Radio. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break.
Right, turn off the lights. We're going to lose our minds tonight.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And this morning, I had the opportunity to talk of my first of three visits today with Mark Appelt from Rural Radio, RFD-TV. And why don't we go ahead and see what I had to tell Mark about the ag space. Here we go.
Bubba Trading, BubbaTrading.com. Happy Wednesday, Todd.
Mark, good morning. How are you?
Doing fine here. Welcome to winter. We mentioned it started here about 4 o'clock this morning, Central Time. So we begin the winter season. Talked to you yesterday on our Market Day report. And for those that weren't tuning in, we're on the Rural Radio here as well. You were making some comments about you really didn't like this. The environment that we're in right now with the low volume and the volatility that we're seeing in these markets.
And that is true, Mark. You know, one of the things we look at is we are at an extremely slow time of the year just in general. I mean, we've got the holidays coming up. A lot of people are vacationing. And there has not been very much action. We're seeing in the outside markets, you know, the Dow, I'm keeping my eyes closed for 20,000. I know it's going to hit. I know it's going to be there. But does it really mean anything? And the answer is no. We're seeing a lot of anticipation and hope on what Donald Trump can do. And I'm a big fan. I mean, I think he can do a lot of things. He's got a lot of great ideas. But the real problem is, will he be able to get all these things passed? And how fast will he be able to get them done? I mean, we're assuming in a stock market that they're going to be done tomorrow. And, of course, we all know that anything other than an executive order is going to take maybe years to get done and completed. So I think we're way ahead jumping the gun here. And I think the markets have some real work to do, because one thing we haven't forgot about is we still have got a $19 trillion debt bill, and we've still got a lot of unemployment. We've still got a lot of problems out there. So those are things that concern me when I look at these numbers.
All right. So then take a look at the dollar index. That's one thing I mentioned I wanted to ask you about. Still above 103. Is that a level we can maintain over the over par value?
I think we're high, actually. I think what's happened here, Mark, I didn't think we'd get past, you know, 102, 102.50. So I think that we're a little bit over to the upside here. Now, one of the things, because of the dollar index is dominated by the euro currency, which runs about 60% of that index, the euro currency is at what I call a do-or-die spot here. If it does not hold the 103 level there, that could go back to all-time lows, which is in the 80s. And that becomes a big problem for our dollar because of the size and how much that represents of our dollar. And, of course, that would hurt our exporting and things like that.
Very good. Let's talk a little bit about the grain trade before we take a break in here, and we'll have you back. But let's get started here as we take a look at beans finding some support here. How important was it and is it overnight? They're still about, we are 10 minutes away from closing overnight, but we're holding $9 or holding $10 in January. Talk about the bean trade a little bit higher, 2-3 cents better overnight.
Well, I think that the bean trade, I think if we go to March, I mean, obviously the $10 hold in Jan is great, but I think as we look at March, I think it's very important that we get back to 10:30. You know, we're trading 10:19 right now. I think 10:30 is a real key level. If we can't hold there, I think you're probably looking at a run down to 10. And if we break 10, it could really get ugly. And this is the very interesting spot we're here right now. We need to see some fresh money come in. And the problem is, this time of the year, it's hard to really expect fresh money because the volume has been so quiet. So that's one of the issues that I'm concerned about. I like them, but they need some work now. They've really violated that almost 25-week range that they were in. And this is, it could be ugly to the downside. I'm hoping that they'll hold 10, because otherwise, if they don't, I think they have a lot of work to go on the downside.
Real quick, those January options, I believe, are they off the board Friday? And for a lot of folks, I don't totally understand all that, but that seems to be an important trade factor to watch how the options expire.
Well, yeah, options are the anticipation of what's going to happen, and typically the options will lead because that's a cheaper way to enter markets, and a lot of guys are using options to do different types of strategies. So the options expiration is important, and this January one is an important expiration on how it closes out, and we're getting some action, but again, one of the things we're seeing here is extremely quiet trade, which makes it more challenging from the outside. Now, again, longer term, I do like what we have here, but I am concerned at this level we are right now.
Todd Horwitz, Bubba Trading. It's BubbaTrading.com. We'll take a break and come back and talk more with Todd Horwitz. And touch on that livestock trade as well. Commodity Wrap to Commodity Wrap. It's a Wednesday, December 21st. We began winter about 4 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Todd Horwich joining us from Bubba Trading. Website is bubbatrading.com. Pretty simple there. Todd, they're going to find a lot of good information. We were asking you during the break here about you do free webinars from time to time. You have one probably coming up, I'm sure, after the first of the year. But there are some archived webinars that are listeners can access on their leisure and listen to?
Absolutely. Everything I do is archived, and I've done a number of farming and marketing plan webinars for farmers and producers, and I've also done, I just did one the other night for just a general marketing plan in general for investing and for taking care of your business. And all you have to do is just email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com, and I'll be happy to email it to you immediately at no cost. I mean, again, these are free. I want to help everybody kind of succeed. I'm a big fan, as you know, of financial literacy and of course, marketing. And I want to make sure that everybody does things the right way to give them the best opportunity to succeed when these markets get crazy, for example, like in the cattle markets right now.
Yeah, exactly. Not watching minute by minute, hour by hour, and already have a plan in place. You've mentioned that many times. When this market looks crazy on paper here, what do you do? What do you do? Well, if you have a plan, you sit back and just watch it roll through numbers that you might have already set. Now, that being said, the livestock trade kind of giving us a little bit of that look here of late. Talk about beef, first of all.
You know, beef has been, you know, we had it called pretty perfectly until we got up to this last rally, and I didn't think we'd get past much 112, 113 in the fat cattle. And, of course, we're now going and going to test some August numbers here, which is a very, very big move. I don't see much more upside, but again, I'm not going to get in the way of it. I'm not going to fight it. I'm going to say that I think you should be careful. And this is a big point where farmers and producers should take the opportunity to lock in some of these prices while leaving the upside open. That's the big thing we like to always talk about, is make sure you leave your upside open while protecting the downside, because you're seeing this both in the fats and now the feeders as well, which are, again, peaking up to highs we have not seen for quite a while. And, you know, again, to me, I have to observe these markets. You know, I told you yesterday, sometimes you fish, sometimes you cut bait. And right now I have to cut bait with these markets because they're a little bit out of whack. But certainly you never try to pick the top or where they're going to go down. If you have no more qualifying levels, then you have to be careful and kind of watch. We're coming up to some resistance. But again, I want to watch more, because when the markets are quiet, they can extend even though they shouldn't.
And is that same true, just changing the word cattle for hogs when you look at the pork complex?
Hogs have been just totally parabolic. Again, I'm wondering how we went from 54 to 67 in a very short period of time. These rallies are unsustainable unless there is some crisis that we don't know about and there's some news coming out and there's a shortage. But I think we're going to find out, Mark. I think we're going to find it when you come to these cold storage reports. There's going to be a lot of stuff that's laying around that we're going to have more supply than we thought. But in the meantime, you cannot get in the way of this. There's no way to either pick a bottom or a top of a market. What we do know is that the parabolic rate in which they're going up is telling us a story. Either they're still trapping shorts and people are just crying to get out, or there's something going on underneath the surface that has not made it to the top yet.
Exactly. And you make a point there. We have the cattle on feed, cold storage, and quarterly hog and pig report all coming Friday. It'll come during the day. Todd, we're going to let you go. Continue on, and we look forward to visiting with you during our Market Day report coming up later today.
Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.
Thank you. Todd Horwich, Bubba Trading. It's bubbatrading.com for all that information. Commodity Wrap, not done yet.
I hope you understand where I'm coming from when I say that you have to be very careful in these markets, because, again, the rate of change, just like even in an equity market, has been way too dramatic. And that's why we have to be very careful here. And again, I'm not telling you to sell. I'm not telling you to get out. I'm saying to you that it's very important that you be careful here and make sure that you at least lock in some profits. And there are ways to do that. All I have to do is reach out to me, bubba@bubbatrading.com, and I'll be more than happy to help you. Because again, this is what we do. We help you participate when markets get goofy and go straight up, but we also protect you when markets do go straight down. And this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. When you miss an episode, it is libertytalk.fm that will get you the show each and every day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. In the meantime, you got to check out BubbaTrading.com as we do continue our webinar series and also starting some new classes for hedging in your equity portfolio, as well as futures trading, which will start after the first of the year. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, going to come back to you right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course, in my ever-ending desire to educate everybody, on a Monday night, I did a whole training session on trading plans. I'm going to share that with you the rest of today and tomorrow. I want you to pay close attention, and if you have any questions, you can email me, but let's go to Trading Plans 2017 with Bubba. Here we go. And welcome to the trading plan. 2017 is here. Are you ready? My guys, Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, of course, and Trading Places. But of course, the whole theory behind trading and investing is that you have to be prepared and you have to have a plan. Okay. When we think about things and we do things, if we do them without a plan, we usually run into trouble. Okay, you have to be able to define what you're going to try to do. And if you don't, you'll typically end up costing yourself money and eventually failing, because in everything we do, we've got to have a kind of an idea. Now, you know, we do a lot of different things here. And as you'll see when we get to it later, there's a lot of things we're going to have to talk about, because each the thing that you do, the no sound is got to be you, not me, I think, because I'm talking to people. So hold on, let me just help this person. Check your speakers. Okay. Yeah, I'm using my high-priced mic, my radio mic. But anyways, so we have to be prepared for everything. And even when we're prepared for everything, it doesn't always help. Okay. but you know, in trading, you've got goals. You've got, you know, when am I going to trade, and what am I going to trade, and how much am I going to risk, and how am I going to exit? All these things. And we're going to go through every one of these things as we go through tonight. But again, and that's why we're going to pinpoint things. But you know, again, when you have different strategies, which I teach about four different ones, they really require different trading plans for each strategy. Because there's different components in everything that we do. There's a different risk model in everything that we do, okay? And that has to be something that you have to take into consideration. And a lot of it is going to come down to old-fashioned, you're using a pen and a paper, or pen and pencil, whatever I'm trying to say, okay? And, of course, for those of you who don't know me, I am Todd Horowitz, and I do a lot of media work. I've been trading for 36 years. I'm a member of the Chicago Board of Trade now, but I have been a member of I started the CBOE and was at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I did found Bubba Trading, and I'm the author of Bubba's Guide to Trading Options and Bubba's Guide to Trading Weekly Options. I'm a regular contributor to all the networks. I'm not going to list them out. I have my own radio show every day at 2 o'clock Eastern, and I was one of the three or four original market makers in the S&P when we first started, like I think it was 1983. Okay. Today,
depending on where you are. Okay, we're going to talk the trading plan, who needs a plan, about managing risk, the entry and exit plan, focused decision making, creating the plan, know yourself, and setting realistic goals. Okay, because in life, we come down to rules. Okay, and the more you can define the rules, no notes then, honey. No stocks, no notes. And yes, I'm going to publish this. Yeah, this is for your listening pleasure. You don't have to work tonight. You can just sit back and relax and listen. But, you know, in everything we do, okay, requires some sort of planning. Now, whether, you know, we got the holidays coming up, whether Hanukkah or Christmas, you know, some of you are planning the gifts you're going to get, maybe the dinner you're going to have, whatever it is, you're doing some sort of planning. And, you know, we use it in every walk of life. But what people forget is the financial literacy about how important it is to plan for your money. Okay. We seem to always forget that. Okay. And so I try to every year, once a year, I try to, you know, put this together for everybody because it's so much more important than anything else we do. Because at the end of the day, it's money. We're talking about money. We're talking about living. We're talking about whether you're going to defend your long-term portfolio, whether you're going to be an active trader, whether you're going to be a passive trader. It doesn't matter, okay? You have to take care of and plan for everything, okay? And it's not complicated. It's not hard. It's more often harder to follow because we tend to be afraid of finances and financial things. But, you know, like here it says, if you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. Okay. And this is how you go after your goals here. Okay. This is how you go after what you're trying to accomplish. Okay. Alan, I'll read that later. I'm not really doing much Q&A tonight, but I will do it at the end. But obviously, this is more about the plan. So who needs a trading plan? Well, everybody. Okay. Again, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. Okay. Now, for example, myself, I have two long-term portfolios. I take care of my mother's portfolio. I trade on a longer-term basis, and I trade on a 5-minute or a 4-minute basis, actually, is what I trade when it's real busy or when I want to trade. And I want to day trade. I don't have as much time to day trade all the time because there's not as much action. So I don't day trade as often. But, you know, a couple hours a day, I will trade. And so I have to have a different plan for all those. And I have to identify and lay down the law and the plan. Okay? Because if I set it up and I know what I'm trying to accomplish, it makes it much easier. And, you know, one of the things we want to do, and this will come up a couple of times, is it's smart to keep a trading log. It's smart to do this by hand. And I know we love to all use computers and we're all efficient except for me. I still use trading cards and a pen because, I can scratch out. But really, it you can commit to memory what you're doing and what you're trying to do much better if you write it down. You know, I have found that, you know, I can later put it into the computer, but if I want to store a record of it, but it's simply better for you, okay, if you write things down, at least at the beginning, because you will commit and you will become more robotic at what you're trying to do. And at the end of the day, what we're really doing is if you're an experienced trader, you have a skill, okay? If you're a beginning trader, you're learning a skill. But we have to make sure we can document and handle all those things because it has to be part of who you are. The whole trading business is a business. It's a skill that is learnable. Okay. Now, some will do better than others. That's always the case. But in trading, we're not worried. We're not competing money-wise with the next guy. We're competing with everybody in trading because, you know, if you're a buyer, somebody's a seller. But at the end of it, we all have the same goal at the end. The end game is to be profitable. And whatever method of trading you're using to get there, you want to be profitable. Nobody's doing this to lose money. So we've got to set up things that allow us to manage our risk better. Okay. And, you know, I have a very simple formula, you know, depending on what you're trading, but if you're trading stocks in a long-term portfolio, I just say you hedge and then there's nothing to worry about. Then you don't have to worry about the percentage of equity or all these things. If you're trading on a more active basis, okay, you're swing trading and you're just swing trading stocks, you would use, you know, a 2 to 3 to 4 to 5% stop risk, stop loss type of thing. If you're using options, you would use a portion of that option portfolio. In other words, if you had 5,000, I use very simple numbers. 5,000 in your account, 40% of that is trading capital for options, and no more than 300 to 500 per any one trade. And then on the risk, no more than 30% of the 500. So any.
And that's kind of where we go with parts of our risk model. And of course, we're going to have more when we come back from the break. But again, I hope you're paying close attention to the things that we are talking about here, because it is very important as a trader, as an investor, as somebody who wants to be more proficient in the markets, because what we do is we're working on trying to help you and make you better. And if you allow those things to happen, you will find that the plan is pretty much the whole key to everything you do. Because again, even if you're in business, what do you have? You have a business plan. Okay. If you want to borrow money from the bank, what do you have to do? You have to put together a plan. So at the end of the day, we got to make sure that we're planned, whether we're in equities, whether we're farming, whatever we're doing, the plan is the key behind everything that we do. Otherwise, you look for problems, and believe me, you want to find problems, they're going to be out there. But in the meantime, you'll never find any problems at BubbaTrading.com. You'll find a lot of answers that we are working on. And of course, we've got some new classes coming up after the first of the year, and I would love to have you a part. Also want to make sure that you do download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. That's done at libertytalk.fm, the only station that you need to be informed and entertained and have the right information. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I'm going to step out of here for a break, and we're going to come back with more on the trading plan after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming back to you immediately after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. It's The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course we are talking about trading plans, so let's get back to the planning. Here we go.
One risk, you should never really have more than 3% of your account at risk. This avoids what we call the risk of ruin. Okay, and this is something that you have to measure. It is something that you have to commit to your memory and to your mind about trading, because there's always room for error, because we're always going to make some mistakes somewhere along the line, but it's not a place for sloppiness. Okay, you're going to work on establishing your entries and your exits. Okay, and that also goes into, if you're in the option world or the futures world, of what type of market are you dealing with? Okay. You know, when you're timing all this stuff out and you're figuring it out, you have to make sure that you're using the advantages or staying away from the disadvantages of what the markets create. Markets create many different types of trades, and they create many different types of conditions. And understanding to recognize those conditions is very important to everybody, because there's times when, like right now, the markets, as slow as they are more risky than when they're really busy. Okay, and you'll say, "Wait, how can that be? You're nuts." Well, I am nuts, but when markets are very quiet and very passive, at any moment they could explode one way or the other for a very short period of time, just enough to get you out and then resume. And that is something that we have to recognize, of the type of condition that you're in. I mean, my basic recommendation, other than a couple of trades right now, other than futures, I'm not trading actively right now. In fact, when I was trading on the trading floor, I didn't work these 2 weeks because it's usually a recipe for disaster for an active floor trader because the markets are so quiet. If you get on the wrong side, then you get what we call an air pocket, because when markets are thin, they do create air pockets and they flash one way real quick. And if you happen to be on the wrong side, not very good. Okay. You know, when you're looking at your entries and your exits, you have to make sure that you stick to those. We're not interested in giving up the edge. Okay. The markets are absolute. Okay. And I hope everybody understands that. All right. People will tell you the market's wrong. It's this, it's that. The market is never wrong. The market is always right. Why? Because at the end of the day, when they close, if I lost money, well, the market was wrong. Give me my money back. They don't do that. Okay. Make sure you understand what you're trying to accomplish on every trade, because they're different. You have different sets of rules for every trade that you're going to make. Your decision-making should be rather simple. Okay. Now, you know, me personally, I'm looking for levels to trade. In other words, I personally prefer to trade double tops, double bottoms out of a consolidation pattern. I mean, that's what I like to trade best. Now, that doesn't mean that has to be what you trade. Some people like to trade momentum. I'm not a big fan. It's never been one of my better trades to trade momentum, because usually when there's momentum in one way or the other, I'm looking to get to the other side of that momentum, okay? Because I know that it's going to wear down eventually. But again, that's where the plan of what you're trying to accomplish comes into play. Know who you are, okay? Know what you're trying to accomplish. Know what you want to do. Because again, you and I are not necessarily the same, but the skill remains the same. That's the one constant in markets, is the skill and how you're going to execute. But the overall methods, it doesn't matter. If you know a way to make money, it doesn't matter how you do it, as long as you're planned for it and it repeats itself. And it wasn't just by luck, okay? What we're trying to do always, one of the key things we do all the time is we want to get rid of any emotion that's involved in the trades, okay? Because emotion is probably in the top three or four things that destroy most traders. And if you go back and look at history and you look at big tops or big bottoms in markets, what caused them? Well, it's typically emotion. Okay. And, you know, we see these examples all the time. I mean, if you look at, you know, the collapse finally of in 2009, in March of 2009, well, that was all driven by emotion. That the final ending was really driven by emotion, because people finally just threw in the towel. They couldn't take it anymore. And if you had a plan and you knew what you're trying to accomplish, you probably wouldn't have puked out down there. And it's something that we need to work on. And we need to make sure that we're all regular and on the same page, because it becomes very important. Now, I talk about evaluating your trades. I talk about always doing a post-mortem on all of your trades. That's why on my calls, I go over the trades with you, because whether they're a good trade or a bad trade, and a good trade is not necessarily a winning trade, okay? Obviously, the best answer is you want winners. But sometimes you make the right trade, it just didn't go your way. Obviously, there's no guarantee of anything. So in our business, it's a matter of trying to put yourself in the highest probability model. And for those of you who play poker, you know, trying to get pocket rockets, right? Pocket aces. You know, for those of you who play bridge or any of the other games, I mean, because this is a game, okay? It's a mathematical tool that can be used. And if you repeat the process knowing what the probabilities are, then you're gonna find winners, okay? You're going to find success. But if you continue to not use those methods, and you continue to try to, as I'll call it, freewheel, or you know, try to always guess the market, you will end up always invariably broke. Okay. I mean, knowing who you are, and if you have a problem with firing at the market, which I have on occasion myself, you know, you better make sure you can afford it, because taking shots at the market is usually a recipe for disaster. So the bottom line is you have to be honest with yourself when you're doing this. Okay. You got to be able to look in the mirror and say that I did everything ready to make me profitable. Now, again, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how good your plan is. There's going to be periods of time when you're going to lose money. The key is when you're losing money is how do you lose the least amount? Okay. The key to any sort of game playing, and again, I will always tell you that trading is no different than any game that there can be a winner based on skill, okay? Because the four games I always refer to, well, actually, I can refer to a fifth now that my son's become a master chess player, but poker, bridge, backgammon, gin, and chess, okay? Those are games that are won by the best player over time. Even fantasy sports, they have deemed those to be games of skill. Well, this is no different. This is a game of skill. So we have to identify when we make a bad trade and why we made that bad trade. Did we read it wrong? Were we gambling? You know, what was the reason behind it? Okay. So I love to do a post-mortem on trades because it will make you better and help you not make that same mistake again, because mistakes are what kill you. And when they become too big, they take you out of business.
And that is something that we talk about on a regular basis on all of the shows, is the potential mistakes that traders make. Now, again, we're all going to make mistakes. There is no clear panacea. There is no never going to make a mistake. But the key is to be able to correct the mistake. The key is to be able to make minimal amount of mistakes so that they don't become so harmful to your equity. Okay? Again, it's a process like playing a game. And when you make a mistake playing a game, you typically get beat. And that's what we work on all the time, and that's what this is all about, and we're going to back and play some more tomorrow. But for today, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Hurwitz, LibertyTalk.fm will get you the download of every show of The Bubba Show every day and The Sporting Edge on the weekends. In the meantime, you got to check out BubbaTrading.com because, again, we're bringing up some new classes, and it's my job to educate you and to help you be better and to be able to make some more cash. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Hurwitz, everybody have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow right here on The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Hurwitz. Good night, everybody. Take care.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.